Pliers ready? Play. It's been a couple of days after my fourth round match in Miami, ATP 1000 event, Florida, USA. I played Sasha Zverev. Previously played the last time that we played. He beat me comprehensively, so I was looking at this match to make amends. I have beaten him in the past, so I was full of a degree of hope and expectation, but to cut a long story short, I was outclassed again, and that's right from the outset. My serve was broken immediately and broken again, and the first set went pretty quickly. Have to say, it's hard to know whether I played poorly or whether Sasha's game was just at another level. I mean, even in my good rallies, I mean, just absorbed the best I could offer. And then he'd come up with something special, you know, some heavy ground shot down the line or coming to the net to cut off a volley. And he actually came to that quite a few times, which was not something that I was necessarily expecting. And I suspect it had more to do with his confidence than a designated style of play. I just think he was on, and whatever he did worked. Not to say I didn't try to turn the match around. I did what I could to mix the pace, mix the length, try to serve to different spots. But I was never in the hunt. Even the second set, which I lost 4-6, I was always chasing a service break in the second half of the set, which I never retrieved. So probably almost looks a little bit more comfortable or close than what it really was. The reality is Sasha was in great form and too good. In fact, the form he's in at the moment, I could see him winning this tournament, ATP 1000 events, so the, you know, the best players are here. And I can see him winning slams. He gets close, hasn't done it to date. But I just think he and Taylor Fritz are two of the players that I can really see breaking through. Now, I know it's hard with Sinner and Alcaraz and Djokovic, but if there's the next likely, I reckon Zverev's name would be right up there. Anyway, yeah, I did notice that Sasha went on and won the match after me. He's in the semis. I actually want him to win, so I won't feel as though it was me who lost, but it was he who won. But my real worry is the gulf between myself and the top 10 players. The few times that I've had the opportunity to compete with the top 10, I've been lacking, and I've got to find a way to compete with them. So, to Sasha Zverev, well done. Too good today. The wash-up from the Miami ATP 1000 event 2024 had two solid wins, a poor loss where I was not competitive against Sasha Zverev. $101,000 US prize money, 100 ATP points, that's good. Self-assessment, I'm giving myself an 8 out of 10. I give myself 8 because I put pressure on myself to perform. I prepared exceptionally well and exceptionally hard. So I at least felt that when I went on the court, I was ready to compete. I was a little bit more match toughened, even at simulated matches when the tournament start. And I beat those players I was expected to beat and lost to a really good player who's in good form at the end. So I need to take the mindset of this tournament into all the tournaments I play for the rest of the year. I can't afford poor starts in sets, poor starts in tournaments, poor starts with my serves games. And that's going to have to be a focus. And that's more mental than it is physical. So I've got to think about how I turn that around. I did see that Carlos Alcaraz lost to Grigor Dimitrov in straight sets. Now, that was a surprise. And whilst Carlos is a very popular player, I think everyone on the tour would be really pleased for Gregor. He's one of those players who's just universally liked, and he deserves his success. He always looks ready to have a big tournament. He looks $1 million when he plays, but it just doesn't seem to happen for him. But perhaps here, maybe the week, but to win, he's going to have to beat both Zverev and likely Jannik Sinner, which is a big ask, but well done to him. That's the end of my early US hard court season. Probably not unhappy about that, even though I now travel to overseas for the clay court season, which is really not my strength. But I do enjoy playing in Europe. I like being over there, like the culture, like the people, things to do when you're not playing tournaments. I love the historical side of things, like the way they follow the tennis as well. So pack the bags now, and we'll head off to Europe. My main agenda now is for three ATP 1000 tournaments at Monte Carlo, Madrid and Rome before the next Grand Slam, which is Roland Garros. All, of course, are on clay, although different sorts of clay and different sorts of conditions. This year my schedule is different to what I've done in the past, part dictated by the quality of the events, but mainly it's around giving myself breaks at the times that they want them and working out what's best for my tennis. So the difficult tournaments, great tournaments, will be a real challenge. So until I get to Europe for the start of the clay court season in April, thank you, ball people. Thank you, Hawkeye.